What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Deja Dior.
And this is your girl, Maya Renee.
And today, we're going to just get into, like, the just needy and greedy, you know, like, real life stuff.
We're just going to be asking normal, regular, degular questions, and we're going to share our thoughts with it. And we here with...
Uncle D.
We here with Uncle D.
No, Larry Jefferson.
We here with Larry Jefferson.
Okay, so the first question I'm going to ask y'all this.
Yeah.
When y'all break up with somebody, is it over or is it...
It depends who the person is. Yeah. If you play with me, then that ain't... I'm not... No. Okay, so if it's a bad way for me to break up with you, if you gave me a real, real reason, then it wasn't meant to be. So, yes, I'm going to leave you alone for good.
Me, I feel like it depends on...
You gonna spin the block.
It depends on, like what you did. Like, 99.9% of the girls that stay if their boyfriend cheated.
Yeah.
But that 1% will just leave. But I'm just that
99. Wait, I want to share. So, look, you want to know why I was mad this morning? So, boom, me and my boo, we talk, right? We've been talking for a little minute now. And then he found out that I was talking to somebody else when we first started talking. So, like, he heated about that. Like, he heated. But he giving me another chance. So, I can't mess this up. Because if it was me and I was to did, if he was to did what I did, I would not talk to him again. But so, since he giving me another chance, then, I got to step my game up. For sure.
True. Because I asked this question because it was one girl, she got a whole new boyfriend. But she was looking at the pictures of her old boyfriend.
Oh, no, baby. Because if that was my boo doing it, because I feel like it be girls, they be doing stuff. But if their boyfriend was to do it, then it would be way different. And I'm going to lie, I used to do stuff like that. I used to be a hypocrite. Like, they'll do stuff, and then when they do it, I wouldn't like it. So, like, No, I don't do that no more. Because if you do something... And if it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. Yeah.
What about you, Nick?
Facts. So you can hear. Bro, I'm a hypocrite, so I can't speak on that.
Of course you
are. Hey, me, I'm a manipulator all the way. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm
Yeah.
Like one day, my boyfriend was like, you cheated or whatever. I was like, I just miss my daddy.
Like, that's trifling.
He just went off.
That's so trifling.
Okay, relationships, y'all. What's y'all take on sharing locations and going to sleep on the phone?
I share locations with my man.
Me, go to sleep. Hey, if you ain't on my phone by 9 o'clock,
Dude, that won't work.
What you doing? You with another girl. Are you cheating?
It don't work. None of them two work.
Yeah. Who invited everybody in here?
I don't know. I'm with
the bathroom. Okay. What I'm saying... Y'all sharing location because that's just too much for me, man.
That's not too much. Because you wouldn't even know. Like, you talk to somebody. Bro, no. Everything.
I'm old school, so.
I'm knowing. But nowadays, how this generation is, even if they tell you where they are and you don't got the location, they can still be doing something you never know. Because you just never know.
Of course you know.
Exactly. Because say if they said, I'm going to sleep, but I go outside and I see you outside. I thought you was going
to
sleep.
Exactly. That's why you got to have that location. You got to have that location. Now, falling asleep on the phone, if we don't go to sleep, okay, say if you make it a routine and then you miss a couple of days or we stop being on the phone for a little.
That's obviously somebody else.
That's if you make it a routine, but if it's like a every other day type of thing.
Y'all can hang the phone up and just.
No.
Separate.
No, what?
Yeah, no.
What? Because I feel like, no. My biggest pet peeve is to go to sleep on the phone, not wake up, you're not on my phone.
Y'all exactly. Can't take a break and get some breath and breathe.
Wait, you get enough breath. Exactly, mama. That's the longest. As soon as I get home and I take that shower and not eat, you better be on this phone. That's how it's going to work.
All right, so if you get cheated on, You
boy,
fighting
I'm
for him?
Go crazy.
You fighting for him, or you gonna let Lil Ugly have him?
I'm gonna let Lil Ugly have him.
No, yeah. It's whoever he pick. If he pick that side, then he gonna choose it. And make
it's
him
not
pick
no
on
picking.
It.
You already because chose. You gonna mess with her, so mess with her.
Do not come back when she fold on you, though. Do
exactly
not come back.
Dude, please don't spin the block, because I'm gonna make you look crazy for
bye
real.
Go.
You look better. Anyway.
Can they have a friend of the opposite sex?
What?
Well, okay, wait. This one thing. You cannot make no new friends while talking to me. If y'all was cool,
a classmate. I just got a class.
No.
Co-worker.
These girls be too easy. They be, hey, you want a pencil?
Right, because girls. Good. Yeah, no.
No, that nigga easy. He easy no and going. He green.
Nah, not mine.
Yes, yours.
I like mine.
We ain't gonna speak at. We ain't gonna speak on
it. It's not mine. It's not
I like
mine's
mean.
Don't yours wasn't mean, so we had to let him go.
And guess what? That's why we let him go.
I know y'all young, but y'all dating?
No.
Y'all dating with purpose or y'all going with the flow?
No, I'm dating with purpose. I want to get married. Oh,
that's not
lie. Lie. The person I'm talking to,
hey,
he better be my
I just
soulmate.
I just find my person and like, just get married. Like,
that's you be lying. Stop lying.
I'm for real. No, the person I'm talking to, we better get married. Because yeah, that's a waste of time, for real.
Ew. Situationships, what we got don't need words and...
Situation? What? No, I ain't in no situation.
What well, we got don't need words. We ain't got to post each other. They know what we.
No,
that's
not
to
be trusted.
Post me right. That's more of a sneaky link. Can't do that yeah one. Can't do it.
Sneaky links like, what is a sneaky link and
what
why?
What is a sneaky link
that's
and
like
why?
When you doing stuff with a person that's supposed to be for relationships, but y'all keeping on the low. They don't want no strings attached and this, that, and the third, and they can do whatever they want to do
yeah
without you getting mad at it. Or
ain't that
like
toxic?
This. That's no toxic, exactly. That's not just toxic. That's just like, that's just dry.
A sneaky link
because
is,
you can make a soul tie with
you
that
can
person
be with this boy tonight and then see him in it. In the mall with another girl.
Exactly.
And then, don't matter, y'all
then,
have a relationship.
This nigga just, I mean, this boy just touched you. He just did this. So now you feeling disgusted. You
not in a relationship. You know what it was
matter
when you signed up for.
No, it don't matter. It don't matter.
Okay, I got a question. This is a good one. This is real talk. I be watching like TV shows like For My Man. And why do y'all get the bad boys instead of the good boys?
I like the YN.
I got a good boy.
Yeah, I love the YN. The good boys, hey, because
no, I love the good boys. Hey, I do not I like hood niggas. I don't like niggas that smoke too much. If you smoking a lot, like your whole life will revolve around smoking. If you not a schoolboy, you not into your book
yeah
stuff like that. If you not into
like
sports,
last,
if you don't have no plans for your life, nigga,
hey,
you're not for me.
What you want to be for my
hey, I got goals for myself. I got goals. I'm trying to meet for myself, baby.
But you like the YNs though.
Okay, he can be a YN and got something going for himself.
No.
Hey,
yes, he can. He can be a football player by day and a YN by night.
That's hustling backwards. Because yeah, he's going to blow his football
she's
team.
Slow.
Yeah,
she's
not. I'm not with you. I'm not with you on that one. I'm not
she,
with her.
She's slow. She needs help.
I'm not with her on that one.
It don't matter. My boo got something going for it. My boo, that's not my
like
boo. Okay, are you making him better in life?
Yes, we make each other better.
I'm talking about you.
Oh.
With your YN.
I don't know.
Exactly. Like, what?
Yeah, I think because my... Okay, my boyfriend...
Oh, you don't have no boyfriend.
My boyfriend...
You
he
don't have
a,
no
boyfriend. He was a YN. When he started talking to me, you know, he, like, bro, slowed down on smoking
who
and stuff like that.
Who?
Darian,
you don't
fuck
go together. You're delusional.
That is my boyfriend. Stop playing. Why'd you play?
Her man, but not her man, but that's her man.
Not yeah her man.
They don't know what they is at this point.
I got a question.
They friends.
Okay, so I'm pulling this girl.
Right.
Is she playing hard to get?
Should I want you, DJ?
Or should I apply pressure, or she just don't want me?
She don't want
wait
you.
Wait,
it depends on how the girl look. If she ugly, DJ, go ahead and let her go.
Yeah, if she is ugly, then you
go
don't need to be
go
going out your way doing too much. Don't do yeah that.
Just let her go,
but
DJ,
like, if she bad...
Is it a game or is it like she really don't want to be dealt with?
She really don't want to be dealt with.
She don't want to be dealt with. She focused on herself for somebody.
Yeah.
You got to let it go, DJ. Mm-mm.
We can't be stressing over no. Yeah. You already know. Yeah. Can't say too much, but we not stressing.
Okay. You dating somebody. Then you meet somebody that's better.
Ooh,
quote unquote,
I
better.
Have to leave.
How would you meet somebody?
I don't know.
But like, how would you meet somebody that's better if
okay
you was planning on taking your person serious?
Look,
that's cheating.
Y'all saw Stomp the Yard.
Huh?
Stomp the Yard, that movie.
No.
Dang.
It sounds familiar though.
She was dating a dude, but then when she met the new dude, he gave her a whole new energy, whole new, he was more encouraging, more nicer to him.
That
more,
was probably so you her person then. Him.
Huh?
That was probably her person then.
So would you draft them or
I'm going to draft them.
Yeah, loyalty. I feel like God do everything for a purpose. That probably wasn't just her person. You know, and then go.
So you'll drop it.
But I feel
first
like,
dude.
Yep, I'll drop
him. But don't do it disrespectfully. Like, if you is going to drop
him. Cheating and stuff like that. Ooh,
yeah, don't let him know that you losing feelings and this and the third, because that's wrong.
Hey.
Because if that's me, if somebody do that, because just like, if somebody do that to you, how would you feel?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You got to put the shoe on the other foot.
Exactly.
Man, so who y'all going to get with, the square dude or the dude with a lot going on, a lot of motion, but a lot of fans?
Square dude, yeah.
I like mine's unknown and everything.
Yours ain't unknown.
Yeah, mine's is unknown.
It's ugly and
I
known.
Mean, stop playing with me.
That's what
I'm playing.
Hey, how you doing? Giving people a hug. I'm be like, bitch. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I want mine to be unknown for sure.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want the superstar football, basketball player with.
That come with a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all don't want to.
That come with
too much.
Come with too much. I can't handle all that.
Yeah, sure, because I see a lot of women right behind them, dude.
I'd rather you go do construction work and, you know, pay all the bills, you know, stuff like that.
You're too young for bills.
But y'all sitting the foundation of y'all life with this conversation, so, yeah, I like this. Okay, is everything is going right? Do y'all have insecurities and start creating situations, or y'all going to let everything just be smooth?
Be smooth.
Why he doing this so much? Why he so...
That's dangerous.
Buying me flowers.
That
sounds
like somebody overthinking, though.
That's overthinking.
So, like, you just got to reinsure that person. That person just need reinsurance. If they overthinking a lot.
That's definitely her.
Who?
I feel like once he play in your face, it's no coming back from
you. I'm trying to tell you, but...
Just go ahead and let him go.
I feel like your boyfriend should treat you better or similar to like your daddy would treat you.
Mm-hmm. Or if you ain't got no daddy, so I don't know.
That's so trifling.
But that's crazy because she got a daddy.
I just feel like
if
your boyfriend
crazy.
Cheating on you over and over, you shouldn't go harass the girl and be mad at the girl. You should
that's
be mad at your boyfriend.
Right
you study harassing the girl.
Okay, so who we talking about?
So that's the news. Next topic. If they cheat, you staying, you leaving, you getting revenge.
I'm gonna both.
Wait. What was the.
You gonna stay, you gonna leave.
I'm gonna get revenge, then I'm gonna leave.
No, I'm gonna leave because when I leave, I'm gonna heal and stuff like that, and then I be better. I become better. Like, I start.
Yeah.
So y'all ain't gonna let nobody be.
Especially if you down to get your league back, you might as well just go ahead and let it go and just.
But revenge don't do nothing but make it adds on.
How does getting revenge make you look? That's all that's. Oh, next question.
Because the nigga that like messed over you, he was doing this, he was doing that. So your get back is you finna F his friend, you finna do this to his friend.
No.
That's damaging yourself.
Then they finna put this whole tie in your name. Oh, she a bop. Oh, she just fucking.
And this
him
gonna
or she
keep
going,
adding on. And then you gonna feel disgusted because you just gave your body to somebody that's not even long term. You gonna
you just try to do it just to get under his skin. Just leave it alone and go with somebody else.
Whole time.
And hey. He might walk around here like he ain't bothered, but he bothered.
He bothered for sure.
So y'all ain't gonna stay like and let him have a side girl.
No, I never gave side.
A girl who okay with being a side,
no,
they mom was a side.
If y'all gonna let him have a side, okay,
no,
that's one. But
no, it's only me. It's only me and only me.
Because I be hearing a whole lot of.
He better hate every girl if it ain't me.
If it's a side, then I ain't one of them.
Because I'm hearing a whole lot of, don't go through her phone, don't go through his phone.
Who said that, DJ?
Let them cheat in peace. I'm like.
Who said that, DJ?
Is you crazy? I'm supposed to just sit back and let her or y'all let him just play y'all?
Some people do, because they don't want to leave them traumatized.
That's crazy, though.
Is it the dad or is it the
emotional
attachment? Is it the money?
I feel like it'd be the emotional attachment, but, like, I feel like if you know that person doing wrong, I feel like before you fully leave, you should let yourself detach. Stay around so, like, every little thing they start to do, you won't have emotion towards it until you finally get tired of it and you already didn't build your bricks and stuff like that. You just leave. You're going to eventually leave one day, but you just got to detach yourself. Because being attached, that's still going, like, that's going to hurt you.
It's going to hurt you.
For sure.
You gotta love yourself first.
Exactly. That attachment don't mean nothing.
They're just a title on y'all name.
Right. If it's bad, it don't mean nothing.
Okay, back to the better question. Would y'all date outside y'all race, or would y'all just stay?
No.
No.
I don't know.
I'm tired of these niggas. I'm gonna get a white boy.
No. No.
Nope. Black boy.
The baby was. Might be, well.
Nope.
Not like that. Not like that. Mixed kids.
My baby
be
daddy
cute.
Won't even be white. Yeah.
We not worried about kids, but like, I'm just speaking. Like, the kids be cute. Mixed babies be cute, but no.
So y'all don't want to see what's on the other side?
No. I would never.
Y'all know what's my biggest fear, y'all? To have a baby and my baby daddy just die.
What?
Why? No, can we get off the baby daddy?
Yeah, we ain't going that far.
Yeah, let's not talk about baby daddy.
I got a good question. I don't know. Okay, what's wrong with dating in this era?
People like to be cheat. They like to cheat and don't like to be cheated on.
Yep.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's just all about sexual things.
Yeah, sexual things.
It's so much lust going on.
I started talking to this boy and I told him I didn't want to do sexual things with him and he stopped talking to me. Like, that was just my last conversation.
And I also I feel like this generation, they don't really know what love is. Or they don't really, like, I feel like people now want to be in a relationship just for the image now. They don't really want to, like, take care of the responsibilities it is to keep a relationship.
Yeah.
They just want it for the image and stuff like that, or because the person look good, which goes back to lust. Just because the person look good, they don't know what that person just come with. And they don't know what type of boundaries this person have. They can't handle it all. And then they start doing this and they start doing this because they not handling they business right and stuff like that. So it's more on to it. It's so much going on in the relationship era.
Yeah.
It's so much. Gen Z got it bad.
Would you save them or leave them for the streets?
Leave them for the streets?
Not for the streets.
Well,
it never like goes. Baby boy.
It depends.
Like baby boy. Would you be Yvette even though y'all got a child?
No.
Or would you be like, nah, Jody, I'm just going to
leave. Oh, nah, Jody. I can't do it. If he's Jody,
oh, yeah.
Not doing it. I don't even care how they story ended.
Yeah, because
I don't care about none of that.
Josie said he wasn't gonna put his hands on Yvette, and he still put his hands on
and
Yvette.
And a boy put their hands on me.
Gorilla said, "Pick up a pistol."
I feel like if a nigga even feel comfortable enough screaming, raising to the top of his lungs at you,
no, that he is not.
That's the first red flag. Because if they can do that. If
what's
they cannot control
your hands
exactly, they can't control they anger that something. Way. Then if I make them more mad, if I do something that'll really tick them off or trigger them and stuff like that, not knowing what that would lead to,
my mama used to get abused, so I don't
tell my
that.
Baby story.
We ain't gonna get to what you said today. But like, wait, I like the sound effects.
I like
but like. But, like, yeah, that would be my first sign to leave. If you do anything that triggered me or something like that, I'm going to bring it to your attention now. If you do something else, then you not good. You not good for me. If I notice, I be, like, keeping, like, red flags in my head, and once you give me three of them.
So what do y'all like in dudes? Like, she say she like the YN.
I didn't say that,
no,
DJ.
No. So what's going to happen when he YN on you? Like, she
ooh,
just
I'm
said.
Oh, I'm going to YN back. You must go on me.
See? That's what she like.
Like, do you think he going to be able to, nah, this is my girl. I ain't going to slap her, but I'm going to slap my boys if they holler and scream at me, but I ain't going to pull the pistol out on my girl. Or you think he going to, and then you be on the
if
news.
If he want to know, that's cool.
Like them news. Oh, 17-year-old girl got killed by her boyfriend. La, 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 la.
Yeah, I know.
They wouldn't do nothing.
Baby,
he ain't that crazy. They you know this. He ain't that crazy.
I don't like boys that play with guns. You know, have some gun for yourself.
The people you know is hood. What are you talking about?
They're
the white. That's not your boyfriend.
Yeah, he's very unknown.
Let me see. That's not your boyfriend.
Does he know who your boyfriend?
No,
yeah,
he does not. No, he does not.
You
guys
stop playing with me.
I got, okay.
Telling T.
This
I'm
for,
telling T.
This for
I'm
when
just
y'all
letting
get
me
older.
And my man still cool.
This for when y'all get older. Y'all gonna get fluid out?
What?
Yeah.
Hey, probably
I'm trying to tell you.
I know you seen what Rawway just did for Nari. Yep.
I'm talking about fluid out for a dude that don't know you.
No, I
ain't talking about your boyfriend. I'm talking like a dude from Miami.
No.
Online dating type stuff.
When we get older, we're going to be able to do that by ourselves.
I would understand.
That way you go wrong.
Baby,
that way you go wrong. Or you date somebody. eye of country. I just say, like, no.
No, I got a question for you. How do you feel about people saying I love you within, like, the 2-3 weeks of talking? That's not love.
I don't trust it.
I don't. Because how do you love you somebody you barely know? You don't know their favorite color. You don't know their mama. You don't know if they got siblings. You don't know where they, yeah, you don't you even know their address. You don't know none of this. You
That's
know.
What I be saying. Like, it be, like, the NFL draft just hit. No, you good. Like,
what? People saying, I love you within the 3 weeks? No.
Like, what happened is, folks be out there front.
We're going to talk about some bills, all right?
They do.
Like, what?
Like, a job. On your interview, you the perfect candidate. I'm going to be here on time. I'm going to be a hard worker. I'm going to be this and that. Then once you get the job, this stuff go out the way. So, he loves you. Then once he get what he
wants. That's like love bumming.
Yeah. Once he gets what he wants, girl, I don't really love you like I see. I was just playing with you.
But that's why you got to really learn that person before you get your feelings involved in general. You got to really, really learn that person. Because a person, words can be anything. But if their actions not, like, showing up behind it, then, like, what is their words for real? And then you be falling for it because they saying they going to do this or they just, like, saying the perfect love story to you, just painting the image, and you going for it. You going. You, like, you already telling your friends, oh, about I got da da. And I got a new boo, and he saying he going boom, boom, boom.
I ain't going to lie. Like, let me read.
Older people do that, too.
Y'all, though. How old are y'all?
I'm 15.
I'm 16.
I mean, y'all been through a lot for y'all age. Like, I already am like, dang.
Yeah, we know a lot. What was the... You made me forget what I was talking about.
About love bombing.
I don't remember the last thing I said. That's but it. Yeah, oh yeah, older people be doing that too. They be talking to, like, people it's kind of different with other people because when they first start talking to somebody, they, like, go on dates and stuff like that. Then they be claiming each other as their girlfriend and their man and
but
stuff.
I be watching
like
that balloon pop stuff and they be in relationships on that. I'm like, y'all dating right now or y'all?
Or y'all just doing that for the channel?
And then they be doing stuff. They be like, a man say, 363. Well, you too grown for that. How old are we? I'm thinking it would be high schoolers, middle schoolers doing stuff like that. Mind you, they grown. They supposed to be setting the example for us. And there's so many grown influencers, stuff like that. And they haven't grown up. Kids be watching them and they pit out stuff like this. So people be saying so much about Gen Z or teens and stuff like that. We sold this. We don't have nobody.
What about you being an influencer?
How she influenced?
I'm saying, like, you be on the right path.
I would, but, like,
Let's talk about this wannabe influencer. Y'all know who I'm talking about, too.
Oh, yeah.
That one wannabe influencer.
She's so old. Like, it just be the content he be making, like.
Dumb,
like,
content. Like, childish content. You too old. Like,
what are you doing?
Oh, it smell good.
He be talking about Jesus, football. He got, like, a whole lot of little mixture up in there.
Me.
Boy,
me.
You go to Yakes, like, chill. You not going to get nowhere soon.
Okay, back on topic.
What you say, DJ?
We're going to wrap this up, our first little episode.
No, I want more questions.
It's time to go. Y'all can go. We finna go? Oh. If y'all want to.
Oh. All right,
DJ. I like this one. You should post this.
Okay, we're going to do this tomorrow. We stand tomorrow.
DJ, give me some Skittles.
Post this one.
Skittles or the Wingstop?
Wingstop. Can I have Wingstop, too?
Give me Wingstop.
Bye, y'all.
What lunch you got?
We got A lunch.
I got B lunch.
What flavor?
Hot. Original hot.
I want barbecue and lemon pepper.
I want lemon pepper and
boneless tenders.
I want bone in.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.
I want lemon pepper and honey hot.
Yeah.